At the NAMA Fall Conference, I'm visiting with Roger Goetz with AWIS Weather Service. And Roger, first of all, you were here to talk to this group of agri-marketers about the subject of climate change. Why is that important to folks in agricultural marketing?
Well, agriculture, like most industries, are impacted significantly by weather. And I think climate change is something that's been in the news for the last 10, 15 years, and significantly in the news the last couple of years. And it's something that can be, unfortunately, a source of confusion. Has there been climate change? If there has been, to what extent, and what do we do about it? So the purpose of my talk was to try and wade through some of that and not provide the answer necessarily, but provide some details so that folks can make up their own mind about that.
Well, we're seeing, I think, another fresh round of alarmist-type information. USA Today, big story on farming and crops and the effect of climate change. Do you see this as being a very alarming, we should all be worried about the future?
I think farmers and agriculture in general need to be more concerned about the day-to-day changes, the one season to the next kind of things, to be adaptable, and really within a growing season being able to adapt to things like an early frost or a late frost rather at the beginning of the season that delays planting. Well, what's it going to look like potentially for the rest of the season, and weather-wise, how could we adapt to that? That's where the biggest impact economically can take place, in my opinion.
Now, I know you're a meteorologist, and there are people who sometimes kind of like to make fun of, well, it doesn't seem like we can really predict what tomorrow's weather is going to be like real accurately. So how do we think we can do that on a 30-year out basis?
Well, that's actually one of the big points of my presentation, that scientifically I don't think that we can reasonably go out that far. We're not perfect for the next 24 hours, and in fact, frankly, we're not perfect for the next 3 hours sometimes. Forecasting the weather is still a significant challenge, despite all the technology, the Doppler radars and the super-duper Doppler radars and whatever that's out there. There's still a lot of gaps, there's still a lot of holes, there's still a lot of understanding that needs to take place. We're still, we're still learning, and it's going to take time.
So if there was just one thing you wanted these folks to take away, what would that be?
I think the main point is to be skeptical, to do your own homework. Don't just believe what somebody says. Try and look at the issue more broadly. People kind of take what they see on the news sometimes as being accurate and verbatim. Question it a little bit. Do a little bit of homework on your own. Today, we're all blessed with wonderful resources of the internet and Google, and you can find out a lot of information very quickly. You do have to have some skills and some patience to go through that and filter out what's good and bad, but with that wealth of information, you can become a lot more knowledgeable and more confident in your opinions.
Thank you very much, Roger Goetz, one of our presenters at this year's NAMA Fall Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.